So the Mishnah says here on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Lulav HaGazul VaYovesh Posel. The implication of the Mishnah is, since the Mishnah doesn't qualify itself, that Lulav HaYovesh is Posel Kol Shiva. And the same thing should apply to Lulav HaGazul. We're not learning Lulav HaGazul now. That'll be for next week. In Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about Gzela, we'll talk about Kinyoni Gzela, we'll talk about Mitzvah Bavavera. But whatever it is, Lulav HaGazul, it makes absolutely sense that it should be Posel on the first day because of the problem of Lachem. Because the Torah says, Lukachtem Lachem, by Yom HaRishon. But why doesn't the Mishnah qualify that Lulav HaGazul is only Posel on the first day because of the Chizon Lachem, but it should be Kosher Kol Shiva because the Mitzvah Kol Shiva is based on the Posel Gusmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. And the word lachem doesn't appear, so there's no tanai of lachem, and therefore guzzle should be possible called shiva. That's going to be the Gemara's question. The Gemara has no problem with lulav hayovesh. Clearly, lulav hayovesh should be possible called shiva. There's no difference between the mitzvah of ulakachtem on the first day and the mitzvah of usmachtem on the rest of the days of yontif, as far as the psul of what of yovesh is concerned. And that's the Gemara's premise. Now, if Yavesh is a Chisaron Hadar, because the Torah defines Esrog as a pre-Eitz Hadar, and we're working with the assumption that there's an equation, a Hekesh, between all Dalet Minim, which the Gemara assumes on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, then the same way that there's a Psul Hadar on the first day, there should be a Psul Hadar on all days. That would seem to be the premise underlying Gemara's Kasha, certainly according to Tosfos Shita, that the psul of Yavesh is a psul of Hadar. Is that clear? I mean, that's simple. The problem with that, and this may be what motivates Rashi to go down a whole different avenue, is that there's also a psul of Chaser. And the Gemara says clearly, if you take a look on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that the psul of Chaser only applies in the first day, and not the other days. So then the question now becomes very obvious. Why would the psul of chaser be limited to the first day and the psul of hadar apply all 7 days? Because the Gemara says on Lamed Vav Amid Beis that Rabbi Chanina used a chaser on Yontif Sheni. Because chaser is a psul that only applies to Lekachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon. Why not say the same thing with regard to Hadar? Obviously, we're going to have to ask the question, when does the psul remove the very etim shame? Or when does it remove some sort of additional, let's call it an adjective? If you saw the Achronim speak about a shame etim, you know, a shame toar, is it just a shame toar, or is it a shame etzem? But just at first glance, it's very difficult to understand the difference between the psul chaser and the psul hadar. The psul chaser is only on the first day, the psul hadar should apply all 7 days. But that's the way the Gemara seems to have it. Let's read the Gemara. Kaposik vitani, loshna biyantif rishon, veloshna biyantif sheni. Bishlemi Yavesh Hadar Binan Veleka. So the Gemara doesn't have any second thoughts about the fact that the Psul Yavesh B'Torah's Hadar should apply for all 7 days. And the question is why? Rashi reinterprets the Gemara and he says the following. Yavesh is Rashi on the Mishnah to be Inan Mitzvah Mehuderes Vileka. Rashi repeats himself in the Gemara and he says regarding the other 7 days, Bishlemi Yovesh Pasul Bidarabonin Nami, even for the 7 days, which the Gemara says on Daf Mem Aleph is Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Min HaTakana Zeichel HaMikdash. that for 7 days we have to take the lulav. Came in the mitzvah mishum zechel amigdash. Once Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh instituted the mitzvah of lulav called shiva zechel amitzvah, not usmach them from the second day and on. The inon hidra mitzvah. So Rashi clearly is dealing with zekeli v'yamveir. Rashi on daf lamed vavum and beis also seems to indicate that he's operating with zekeli v'yamveir. Why is Rashi avoiding the psul hadar, which is one of Tosa's objections to Rashi? The Gemara at first glance seems to be operating with the psul of hadar, and the answer might be, if it's a psul hadar, why is the Gemara so straightforward, without even doubting it, that the psul hadar should apply kol shiva? It doesn't have to be a psul kol shiva. We know that chaser is kosher kol shiva. Let's look at Tosa's. Lulav yavesh pasul mefura mefarish b'gemara. I don't know if the Gemara is referring to this Gemara that we just read. More likely, I think it's referring to Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. If we take a look at the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana, we have a Braisa, Yavesh Pasul, Rav Yehuda Machshir, Omar Rava, Machlokas Belulav, Derabbanan Savri, Machshinon, Lulav Lasrog. Derabbanan Pasul, Lulav Ayavesh. Why? Because the Hekesh between Lulav and Esrog. My Esrog Bari Hadar. It says Priates Hadar. Af Lulav Bari Hadar. So the Tosa says in first big Gemara, Mishum the Iskish Lulav the Esrog, the Tzibbe Hadar. So Tosa says, V'lo Kamosha Pirish HaKudshis, Mishum the Chziv, Ze Keli V'Anveyu. The Ein V'Anveyu El Chathchilo. V'lo Mifsel Bahachi. We know that there's a mitzvah of Hidur, Zeken Yaveyu, Talisna, and Sukkana, and Tfilinos. But we also know that if your Talis is not Na, you're still Yotzei the mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is a kiyum of Zeken Yaveyu. So we'll give you credit for Zeken Yaveyu, but it doesn't mean that that's an essential part of the mitzvah. Such that b'dieved, without zekeli miaveyu, you aren't yotzei the mitzvah. And that's Tosus's assumption. He proves it mineu bay from lulav. Why? Because the Gemara says regarding lulav, kidemuchach beperkama, di amri rabbanon lulav mitzvah liagdo, mishum zekeli miaveyu lo agdo kosher. There's a machlokes on daf yiral from the beis. What's the status of Agad? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we derive from a Hekesh to the parish of Tumah Vitara, Lekachtem Agudas Ezo, Malahalan Baguda, Afkar Nami Baguda. Therefore, without Agad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Dalet Minim Lekachtem. For Abonon, Lekicha Mi Lekicha Lo Yalfinon. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, that the Rabbanan don't require Agad, is Kemana Azla Hadisanya Lulav Mitzvah Liogdo Vim Lo Ogdo Kosher, that's only requirement L'chatchila, Mimanasham. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then why would it be Kosher without Agad? And if it's Rabbanan, why do you need Agad? So Gemara answers, Liola Abler, Rabbanani. The author of that Braisa is the Rabbanan. Umishum Shenemar Zeke Limeaveyu, he's null the fun of the mitzvahs. So you have to add an Agad. But b'dieved, im lo agdo kosher. So you see, mineu bay, that even when zekeli v'yaveh requires hidur, b'dieved yotze. Why does Rashi say the lulav ayovesh is puzzle midin chisar al noy zekeli v'yaveh? So the achronim speak about the fact that you have on daf yud aleph Dalid Minim with Noi. Rashi doesn't have to forego or forfeit the Noi of the Dalid Minim. You have Noi. Every one of the Dalid Minim is Muhudar. After you have the Dalid Minim, each one of which is Kosher, there's an extra Noi that's external to the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah of tying them together. Biagad. That has nothing to do with Rashi. If Tosus would have wanted to prove his point, he should have shown, demonstrated, that if in the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah itself, you're lacking Noi, you're still Yotze. That would have been a proof for Tosus and a counterproof against Rashi. Instead, Tosus comes up with a sugya where the Min and the Cheftza is Noi, it's Mehudar, just that you could have added an additional Mehudar by tying together the various Minim. That certainly doesn't define the Cheftza, and that certainly would only be a mitzvah chatchila. But that doesn't mean that we're out in the clear over here. Even if we'll say that the Gemara of Agad shiny, because there you have a Cheftza shal mitzvah with Noi, you're just missing an additional icing on the cake to tie all the meaning together. But what about a straightforward case of a Cheftza shal mitzvah? Or whether it's matzah, whether it's sukkah, whether it's tefillin, whether it's tzitzis, whatever Cheftza shal mitzvah you have. Without Noi, you're not Yotze. Impossible. We've never seen that. So what I'd like to start with to try to make sense out of Rashi is the Chassam Sofer. It's a brilliant, brilliant Chassam Sofer. To appreciate this Chassam Sofer, we have to take out a Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin, I believe it's on Daf Chof. Omer Rav Chisda, Daf Chof Amin Aleph, Get Shekosva Shalom Lishma, Vehever Olav Kulmis Lishma, Bono Lemachlokes Rabbi Yehuda Verabonon. Now, the issue of writing Ksav Elyon Al Gabi Ksav Tachton, Ksav Al Gabi Ksav in Get, Lechora has nothing to do with mitzvahs. Get is not a mitzvah. Certainly, ksivas haget is not a mitzvah. There's no kedusha to a get. But it has to do with dinei ksiva. Can the ksav elyon replace the ksav tachton? If the ksav tachton is lacking in lishma, can you supply the lishma through ksav elyon? And that itself could be an issue. It could be relevant till Cheshabbos. It could be relevant till Chesgitin. Maybe relevant to Chasefa Torah. The question is whether Ksav Elyon can replace the Ksav Tachton. But Rav Chisda, strangely enough, makes this issue dependent upon a machlokis Rabbi Yehud of Rabbanon about Azkaros in Sefa Torah. The Sanya, Haresha Yitzarech Lichtov Es Hashem, Iskami Lichtov Yehuda, V'tov Lo Hita Bodalit, Mavirl of Kul Sukacha Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir the Sefer Torah through the Ksav Elyon. V'chachomim Omrim, Ein Hashem Min HaMufchar. So apparently, I get the impression that Rav Chisda understood the Rabbanon, Ein Hashem Min HaMufchar. This is a reflection of the fact that the Ksav Elyon, even though it was written Lishma, cannot replace the Ksav Tachton. The Ksav Tachton is forever the Ksav of this Sefer. And if we apply the same logic to Get, then the Get was written Shalom Lishma. It's possible. Omar Avach Bar Yaakov Dilmaloi. You have no right to make this equation and jump and assume that according to the Rabbanon, the Get would be possible. Ad kan lo kami rabbanon hosom elu debiino zeke li miavir v'leka aval hochalo. Says Rav Achabar Yaakov, that the rabbanon would agree that the get could be kosher and that ksav elyon could replace the ksav tachton. So the ksav elyon, once it replaces the ksav tachton, supplies the lishma in the get. The reason in Sefer Torah he doesn't accept that is because the ksav tachton, even if it's lacking lishma, which can be fulfilled and supplied by the ksav elyon, it still is part and parcel of the ksav. And if it's part and parcel of the ksav, you have two different shemos here. One is lishma, and one is shalol lishma. The shalol lishma would not passel the Sefer Torah per se. except for the fact that there's a chisaron of zekeliyam v'yamveim. If you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, which I think you have a copy of, he writes the following. Vayovesh pirush rashi mishum v'anveim v'sfirulei d'ma'akev v'ayin toises. V'hine begitin chofam and alef sfirulei l'rav acha bar Yaakov d'baha pligi rabbi Yehud v'rabbanon. In other words, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon, that the Ksav Elyon is a valid Ksav and supplies what? Supplies Lishma. But the Machlok is a different one. Zekeli Yamvei to the Rabbi Yehuda Kosher, even though there's a chisard of Zekeli Yamvei, but as we said, Zekeli Yamvei is only Lechatchila, but not Leikuva. Well, Rabbanon, Pasul, Afilu B'dieven. So what the Chassam Sofer is doing over here by sending us to Gittin Daf Chav is
he's saying that we found one case where Zekeli could actually...
Correct. He's looking for one precedent, one breakthrough, where Zekeli Miaveyu passes Afilu B'dieved. It's Mamash Ma'akev. Again, is it a special halacha in Sefer Torah? Or is it something that breaks ground and gives Rashi the ability to assume that Zekeli Miaveyu could passel a cheftishal mitzvah? Again, he himself is aware of the fact that this halacha cannot be universalized in all situations. We know that a talis nar, a sukkah nar, if it's eino nar, is still kosher. So the Chassam Sofer is well aware of that problem. But at least he opens up a little bit of a Pandora's box here for this question, whether or not zekel v'aveu might be likuva.
My only question is the Gemara in Kama, where we talk about hiddur mitzvah and shlish.
All right, where's in Daf Tes or something? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, the Gemara. It's in a number of places, but yeah, Daf Tes and Al. So there, the example the Gemara in Shabbos gives when talking about zekeli v'aveu are lulavna, shofarna, sevatarna. It sounds like we're putting them all together. No one's going to say that by shofarna, sevatarna, that if you don't use the best ink that's one third more than the other, that it's going to be that's going to pass the chesed shel mitzvah. So and lulav's included in that group. So it's very nice that you found one situation by a get that Kaylee will tell you that the whole thing is possibly even in the evidence, but. Should fit the other category, no?
But wait, just keep in mind, Asano, that when you say ad shlish, it doesn't mean that it's an all or nothing endeavor. Meaning, if you didn't go up to shlish and you only went up to a shishis, it doesn't mean that.
No, I'm saying it's the Gemara Baba Kama learns from the din of Zekeli Vanveil how far you have to go. And the Gemara says ad shlish b'mitzvah.
Right. What's the shear of either? Right.
Right. So clearly, if I don't go ad shlish b'mitzvah, I'm still yotzi the mitzvah. Right? That's clear from the Gemara.
Right, because what the Gemara is saying is, what's the maximum? What's the ceiling?
I understand.
How far do I have to go?
Rashi uses the pasuk there. Right. Rashi Baba Kama uses the pasuk zekeli v'aveu. So what I'm saying is, it's clear from that Gemara that the din of zekeli v'aveu by lulav is not meant to be a b'dieved if you don't go this far. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. It's only meant to be a lechatchila of hiddur mitzvah.
No, I'm saying that this the sheer of hiddur mitzvah lamala is shlish.
Correct.
What's the sheer lamat?
What's the base?
What's the baseline? So wait, just 1 second. I think what the Chassam Sofer is implying here is we don't know what that base is, but if that base is not achieved, then you're not yotzei. Again, what's going to be in lulav, what's going to be in sukkah, what's going to be in tzitzis, etc., 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 that will, the Chassam Sofer will address in just a few minutes. But I think what he's saying is that whatever that baseline is, in certain cases, and we have to know when those cases are, it's ma'akev.
I understand what you're saying, but then you're saying the baseline is only created using zekeli v'aveu.
Meaning, if you don't have the zekeli v'aveu baseline,
correct,
then it's ma'akev.
But Rashi on the Gemara Baba Kama says that Zneki Levan Beo tells us that Hidr Mitzvah, that you have to go beyond the baseline. Zneki Levan Beo tells you that you must go beyond, and now we're just looking how far beyond we have.
So then what Rashi is saying here, if you take the two Rashis together, he's saying two halachas. One halach in Zneki Levan Beo is go beyond that baseline. And that's an extra kiyum. Rashi would agree that that's not likuva. Then there's another halacha of
Zekeh. You also are saying that the baseline, the way we determine the baseline, at least for the mitzvah of lulav, is also ayidei zekeh levanvei.
Correct. That there are two different halachas in zekeh levanvei. One is keep going and going up to a shlich, and the other is if you don't have some sort of basic zekeh levanvei, then at least in some cases, as you say, it's possible. So far, we only have two cases. We have Zeken Yaveu, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, in the Rabbanan Shita, in Hever Olav Kulmus V'Kidjo, where he wrote Ksav Agabi Ksav, and the second Ksav was L'Shem L'Shma. And we have the Rashi here about Lulav HaYovesh. So I don't know of any other precedent. The Chassam Sofer is going to raise a whole different issue about, let's say I brought an animal for my carbon, which was a kusha, and now I want to bring an animal which is a shmena. Can I now violate the Shabbos through the halacha, the principle of ola Shabbos b'shabbato, because I really wasn't yotze my basic mitzvah of carbon? That's fascinating. Ad kidei kach that I can be docha Shabbos. He goes on and speaks about tzitzin sheina makvin samila, tzitzin sheina akvin samila. Maybe even if it's not makvin samila, perhaps I wasn't yotze the mitzvah of mila. So why does Mar say ain't a makiv? You saw this discussion?
Yeah, but we don't say that.
So he has a very brilliant insight. Let's just go through it, and then I want to add a few things of my own. But let's see. He says the following. But Rava, what are we going to do with Rava? Rabosai, Rashi is very difficult, as Tosis points out, based on Rava says explicitly on Daf Lamed Aleph that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon argue about Lulav HaYovesh, that machlokes is contingent upon the hekesh between Esrog, Hadar, and Lulav. So the Chassam Sofer writes that Rava Lekaman Dehimtzi, he created a Plukta Chadosha. We didn't know of this machlokas, but Rava found a Braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda lo makish lulav le'esrog, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require hadar. So a lulav ayovish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is kosher. But I don't understand. What do you mean a lulav ayovish is kosher? We just finished saying zekeli v'yamveu. Is Rabbi Yehuda completely ignorant, so to speak, of the pasuk zekeli v'yamveu? Rabbanan Makish, and the Rabbanan are not undermining the lulav and disqualifying it because a dry lulav is lacking in noi, but rather because it's not hadar, and it's all predicated on the equation to Esrog. And I think what the Chassam Sofer is implying here is that what's unique about Zekeli Mianveyu is I don't need to find Zekeli Mianveyu in each mitzvah unto itself. It's what we call a din klali. But if you're looking for a hekesh from the pasuk of pre-Eitz Hadar, then what kind of din are you looking for? Not a din kloli, but rather what? A din misuyam. So why does the Gemara need this din misuyam of Hadar? That's a unique requirement in lulav, if you accept the hekesh to Esrog. Why not just pin it on the general halacha that applies to all mitzvahs of Zekeh Levi'aveyu? The whole sugya of Rava on Daf Lamed Aleph is a contradiction to Rashi. So, just skipping a few lines to get to the punchline, he says that Rava, this on line 5, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, on line 5, Rava svirle kirav chizda begitin delo kirav loza ben Yaakov alkein nidchak depligi behadar. So this is what I call a kind of a pilpul. What do I mean by pilpul? What you do is you look in one sugya and you say that particular shita is following in the footsteps of a particular shita in another sugya. So the Chassam Sofer is mamtzi a davar chadash miyod, that Rav on Daf Lamed Aleph is reflecting the shita of Rav Chisda in Gittin Daf Chaf. Rav Chisda in Gittin Daf Chaf assumes that the problem of a Sefer Torah, which with Sheamus we've written Shalol Lishma, and then on top of that you wrote a Ksav Elyon Lishma, the problem of that Sefer Torah has nothing to do with Zekei Limeyaveu. It's purely an issue of Ksav Elyon al Gabi Ksav Tachto. And how do we know this? Because Rav Chisda wants to apply that machlokus in Sefer Torah to the issue of Get. In Get, clearly there's no Zekei Limeyaveu. So it seems that the source of, and the, how should I say, the thorn in our side in terms of Ksav al Gabi Ksav and Shalol Lishma has nothing to do with Zekei Limeyaveu. And if we're going to apostle the Sefer Torah, it's midin Ksav and midin Shalol Lishma, not midin Zekei Limeyaveu. So the question is obvious. Did Rav Chisda completely forget about Zekei Limeyaveu? And the answer is no. It was poshut in the mind of Rav Chisda that Zekei Limeyaveu could not possibly passel the Sefer Torah. Therefore, the psul must be based on the Chisaron Lishma. And then he has the right to equate Get and Sefer Torah. Says the Chasam Sof, that's Rava Lishitas Rav Chisda. Rava holds like Rav Chisda on Daf Rava in Sukkah Lamed Aleph. And he holds that what? That Zekei Limeyaveu could not be the psul of Lulav Hayovish. Because Zekei Limeyaveu is a Tosefis Hidur. It's not Likuva. Therefore, Rava is forced to come up with a new explanation as to why Lulav Hayovish is psul. And it's got to be based on a Din Misuyam, not the general halach of Zekei Limeyaveu. Again, because Rava embraces the Shita of Rav Chisda. But rather, it's based on the separate Din of Hadar. And that's the Hekesh. Okay, that's Rava. Rava's in a very difficult strait because Rava holds like Rav Chisda. But we're not obligated to accept Rava. On the contrary, we're committed to accept Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Because we're going to accept that Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Machshir in Get, and yet the Sefer Torah is posel. You check up the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, and you'll see that the Rambam posels Ksav al Gabi Ksav if the first Ksav, the Ksav Tachton, was written Shalol Lishma. I'm talking about the Sheamus. So how could it be? How could it be that in Gittin Ksav al Gabi Ksav is kosher, and in Sefer Torah Ksav al Gabi Ksav is posel? What's the difference? It's all the same issue of whether Ksav Elyon Lishma can replace the Ksav Tachton Shalol Lishma. The answer is, as Rav Acha bar Yaakov says in Gittin, that in Sefer Torah we have additional issue. What? Zekei Limeyaveu. And Zekei Limeyaveu is Ma'akev. So let's just summarize. According to Chasam Sofer, Rashi found a source in Gittin that led him to the conclusion that Zekei Limeyaveu is Ma'akev. This is Rav Acha bar Yaakov in Gittin Daf Chaf explaining the Shitas Chachamim. We paskin like that interpretation, and that's proven by the difference between Get and Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Kashiv Tosus from the Sugi of Hekesh, between the Hekesh of Hodor, between Esrog and Lulav on Daf Lamed Aleph, is not a Kashiv, because that Sugi is going according to Rav Chisda. It's reflecting the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda never accepted that Zekei Limeyaveu could be Ma'akev. But we all like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and that's how we paskin. What do we gain by this? Because this whole Hekesh business is Dachuk Gadol. Because the Gemara assumes that the Psul of Yavish applies Kol Shiva. Why should it apply Kol Shiva based on that Hekesh? We don't find the Psul of Chaser applies Kol Shiva. So Rashi takes this whole business and throws it overboard. Forget about the Hekesh. There is such a sugya. I can't deny it. But that sugya is going according to Rav Chisda. We don't accept Rav Chisda. But the Chasam Sofer realizes that he's not out in the clear. I mean, to come along and say, based on the breakthrough of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that there is such a concept as Zekei Limeyaveu Likuva, that seems untenable. How could you justify that in all the mitzvahs of the Torah? So he says the following. He says, Yeshlomar, the mitzvah atzma tzricha hidur. Hein bedalad nidiv, vehein b'ksivas Hashem HaKodesh. U'bechol ha-mitzvos, universal principle, that whenever it's in the mitzvah atzma, then it's indispensable. The requirement of zekelim aveyu is likuvo. Avol mishekvar kona dalad minim. Kulam mehudarim bats musam. So as far as the etzem ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah atzma is concerned, which I think we would translate in our language to the chetz shel mitzvah itself, he has hidur. But what? Yadrenu mibachutz li'agdo. There's an external kind of hidur. Once the chetz shel mitzvah is already mehudar, begumnia shel zav. He says that as far as that's concerned, that's not likuva. So mitzvah li'agdo, that's already a Tosefes cube. So we have already in the Chasam Sofer an admission that there are two concepts in Zekel V'Aveim. Sometimes Zekel V'Aveim defines the Heft Shal Mitzvah, without it, you're not Yotze. And sometimes Zekel V'Aveim you have, but you want to go beyond, it's already a Tosefes. And he seems to be judging it by whether it's external to the Chafetz Shal Mitzvah, like the case of Agad. That, he says, is a Tosefes Kiyum Shkoyach. So you got another Kiyum of Zekeh. Right? You could wonder if, for example, in their Hanukkah, you know, what if I beautify the candle? So maybe that's a Tosefes Kiyum. But if the Shal Heves itself, or if the nair itself is not shel zayis, you have to wonder if that's not the mitzvah atzma, and what's the Chasam Sofer going to do in those cases?
He has to say that. He can't go all the way and say it's always going to be my gift, right?
So let's try to find some sort of standard according to the Chasam Sofer. When is it makim and when it's not? But he does go ahead and explain the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says that he has to bring a karba min amuvcha shebebehimosa. And then he says, im shachat kusha, mitzvah, kusha in karban is like yovesh in lulav, is afilu b'shabbos mitzvah lohavi acheres. And it can be docha Shabbos. And why? Because of hidur mitzvah. Sugim perek Rabbi Yishmael. So Blin Neder Gadol, when we get to Perek Rabbi Yishmael, that's why Rebbe loved that Perek, you know. He used to say Shirim in Perek Rabbi Yishmael. What? No, I'm just saying it in Perek Rabbi Yishmael and Menachos.
Oh,
Yishmael and Menachos. He loved that Perek. Umikomakom, Eidu Ma'akev, Lechapos Karnei Ashar B'Zav. Let's say, for example, in Bikurim, when they brought the Bikurim on the backs of animals, so they used to beautify the animals. He says, that's already Chitzoni, and therefore that's not Likuva. Once again, he's taking that sheet. If it's in the animal itself, a Kush as opposed to a Shemena, then you have another mitzvah to fulfill. No, he says, Velo Kashimini, Kush Zatosis. So Tos has no right to ask a Kash from Aga. Ach I Kashale, if you do want to ask me a Kasha, ask me from Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila. That's if we learn Shabbos. That's in Shabbos. Tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin ha'mila. And the Gemara says that you should go back and cut those. Why? Because it's zekelim yaveu. But yet it's not ma'akev. Umi kol makom says the Chasam Sofer im lo chazar aleim einam ma'akvin ha'mila. Shma mino. Don't we see explicitly in the Gemara in Rabbi Elazar de Mila that Zekei Leaveh was not Ma'akev. The Kashal Ravacha Bar Yaakov. The Yeshlomar. Now keep in mind that the Chasam Sofer was not, as far as I know, influenced by Reb Chaim in Brisk. He was before Reb Chaim. Not by much, but he was before Reb Chaim. He was in Prejburg. And look at this. He's Mamish saying to Reb Chaim. Look at this. The Yeshlomar. The Eino Ma'akev Ha'mila. Hainu, what does it mean that tzitzin is not makivis amila? You saw this? Shatinok nimo. that the tinok is considered nimol. Lechol truma, velasos pesach. Right, so the child is gemalt. He's not an oril. He can eat from the korban pesach. His father can eat from the korban pesach. Aval haav hamitzuva lomul pano lo kiyem mitzvaso. To lo kiyem anveiv is a makiv lo se hamitzvah be mitzvah gufa.
If the father was nifter, would the son have a mitzvah to finish the meal?
I don't know. You have to ask a surgeon that question.
No, it
could be very dangerous. You know.
No, what I'm saying is, does he have a mitzvah? I'm saying someone who does not have a meal, his father did not.
I'm saying conceptually,
no,
you're right.
He has a meal.
You're right.
The father, my question, what is chiyuv?
So my question is now that,
but if the father dies, that chiyuv is not going to pass to somebody else because the chalos is already there.
No, but that's my question. My question is, does that chiyuv?
That's I don't know. Ramiel is saying that conceptually, if the son picks up the father's mitzvah, then he should have to go back.
Does he have a chiyuv to make sure he has the meister itself.
Exactly,
yeah. That's my question. But this
some selfish reminiscence.
That's a question. That's how Kira is brought in Minchas Chinuch and by the mitzvah of Mila.
Oh yeah.
Not in this context. He has like 14 other nafkaminas.
Oh, but the famous nesiv is about shlichus of Mila.
Yeah.
You remember this? You remember this famous nesiv about shlichus of Mila. That if I point the shliach like we usually do to mal my son, so if you hold the ain shlichus b'mitzvahs, the mila is a mila k'shera l'chol adinim, but I haven't fulfilled my obligation because ain shlichus b'mitzvahs. So this distinction between two dimensions of mila, which comes up in many different contexts, is being raised here in the Chasam Sofer. Be that as it may, I am a little bit upset. Or, like, shall I say, not upset, but unsatisfied with the Chasam Sofer on one level, and I think this is what you've been raising. Maybe I'm going to say it a little differently. But I think it's the same question. The Chasam Sofer, if his standard is, well, is it in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, or it's not in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah? Is it external or internal? That's the only criterion that the Chasam Sofer is offering me. I'm really still in the dark because I can think of many, many cases where it's internal in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah and it's not Likuva. Right. But Rabos, I'm going to try to suggest my own shot here, but I'm very heavily standing on the shoulders of the Chasam Sofer. I don't want you to think that I would have come up with this without the Chasam Sofer. Frankly speaking, to say that Zekei Yaveh was Likuva is not something that, you know, I would have ever uttered on my lips if not for this Chasam Sofer. But this Chasam Sofer, my friends, is not Purim Teva. He's not joking around with us. He is very, very serious. He's very serious. And this has tremendous implications when you think about the idea of Zekei Yaveh being Likuva. So first of all, I want to raise one chakir, which we've already touched on earlier today, and I think it's poshut. What is Zekei Yaveh? Is it a din kloli, or is it built into the mitzvah itself? And I think the answer to that is that in contrast to the din of Hadar, which is written in the parasha of Esrog, right, Priyetz Hadar, which is clearly a din besuyo, and the Torah is defining what an Esrog is, Zekei Yaveh is a din kloli. The Torah doesn't have to repeat itself in every single mitzvah of Taryag and say Zekei Yaveh. It's a general mitzvah of Zekei Yaveh. Now, my knee-jerk response to that is that makes it Lekula, not Lechumra. Do you follow what I'm saying? Meaning, if it's a din misuyam, like remember we once spoke about the din of Nashim and Sukkah, that it's a halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not just a general din of mitzvahs say Shazman grow. If it's a din misuyam, that makes it even more powerful to knock it out of the box. That's what my initial response was until I saw this Chasam Sofer. I think what the Chasam Sofer is doing for us, and it's Mahapech HaKar Al Pia, is he's telling you, Dafka, because it's a din kloli, it's a requirement in every single mitzvah, therefore it should be Likuva. Again, we haven't yet attacked the, you know, hit the nail on the head yet. So therefore, I would submit to you the following. That Rashi, in Lulav HaYavesh, is really upset about this Hadar business. Because even if I grant you that there is a Hekesh between Esrog and Lulav, I still don't understand that Hadar should knock this Yavesh out of the box for Kol Shiva. If it's a Din Misuyam, then it should be limited to the first day. Like, for example, Chaser. Chaser is a Din Misuyam, based on the Pasuk Lekachtem Lekichatama, and therefore it only applies to the first day. It's dafka because we have a Din Chloe, says Rashi, of Zekein V'Yaveyu, that we're going to completely disqualify this Lulav V'Yavesh, even for Yom Tishin, even for the mitzvah of Zechel Migdash and Usmachtem L'Hashem Elokech. Meaning that what comes out of this Chasam Sofer is something very new, at least in my mind, that because it's a Din Klali, it has tremendous ramifications, L'Chumra, above and beyond a Din of Hadar. And the Nafkamid is that it's possible Kol Shiva. Now I want to raise a second question. Is Zekein V'Yaveyu relative or absolute? What do I mean? Well, we live in the post-Einstein generation of the theory of relativity. And if you'd ask me, my first gut reaction would be that Zekein V'Yaveyu is relative. For example, you can spend 1,000 shekel on an esrog, and hopefully nobody will cut it up to use it for salad. Right? Well, nobody laughed, so either you got the joke or you didn't like the joke. One of the two.
Didn't get it.
You didn't get it. Okay. Alright, so I guess you guys don't go to the movies, which is good. Anyway, there's a famous movie in Israel. It's old already. It's called Ushpizin. And it's about a guy who buys an esrog for 1,000 shekels. And then somebody cuts it up and uses it for a salad. The whole movie is about chaos, about anger, how to control your anger, which in Bretzel is very big. So there's a Bretzel of a movie called, I showed it to my MMY girls once in my house because I got a copy of the movie. If you ever get a chance, you know, you need a little change of pace in your life, you know, cause then I highly recommend seeing Ushpizin. But you never even heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Getting back. So you can spend 1,000 shekel on an esrog, right? Now, what happens if I spend 100 shekel on this? So you'll say, well, wait a minute. 100 shekel? That's 10% of what the other guy... That's not Zekei Levi'Yaveyu. Look at that esrog. It's a Nebuchadnezzar. Ah. But Yenem bought an esrog for 80 shekel. So basically, I have a theory of relativity in which I can claim spending 100 shekel... for an esrog, that I have Zekei Levi'Yaveyu relative to your esrog, because you only spent 80 shekel. Again, I don't know if the money that you spend is necessarily determines, you know, the beauty of the esrog.
Doesn't have the Rashi in Baal Kama, where it says the money, there is a cumulative that Zekei Levi'Yaveyu by spending more money.
Okay, maybe. Maybe he means it's a better esrog.
At least the better.
No, I'm just saying that maybe nobody's ripping you off.
When you look at the esrog and price it, they price it based on what? They don't just make it up. They price it based on the way it looks because it's hotter. Well, you're wrong.
Okay. So, Rabosai, what I want to suggest here,
you're wrong.
And I think it's very important. Is that Rashi, and I'm standing on the shoulders of the Chasam Sofer, Rashi holds Zekein V'Yaveyu Likuva, it means an absolute. See, listen, what's Heis for absolute? What an absolute? It's always relative. You know, it's your Zekein V'Yaveyu is better than mine, and mine is better than his, and I can always look over my shoulder, and at the end of the day, I have the Zekein V'Yaveyu. It's not the Zekein V'Yaveyu that you have, because you bought the best and most beautiful, but it's Zekein V'Yaveyu relative to what Yedem has. The answer is that there is a base, there is a rock bottom, which is completely devoid of any Zekein V'Yaveyu whatsoever. And that's called Yavesh. Is absolute chisaron none. There's no element of noy whatsoever. Again, we'll see Bulineder and Tosus what the shear of Yavish is. But whatever it is, whatever shear of Yavish you accept, that Yavishus makes it an Esrog that's completely mufka from any element of noy whatsoever. I can't look over my shoulder and say, well, look, your Esrog, your Lulav is more Yavish than my Yavish. No, then my Lulav. No, once it's Yavish, that's rock bottom. In Sefer Torah, there's a halach of Shemus. And the Shem has to be written Lishma. If the Shem is written without Lishma, then if the Sefer Torah has a Ksav, if you can erase the Ksav, that's one thing. But if it has a Ksav, that's part and parcel of the Sefer, and that Shem was written Shalom Lishma, that in an objective sense is lacking Zekei Leviamrit. Now, in Kachim, I don't know what a Kachusha is, and we'd have to learn Kachim, but assuming my svar is correct, then Kachusha would likewise have a shear to it, which would indicate that you've hit rock bottom. That it's not, it's such a Kachusha, that all Kachushos fit into that one same category, and they're completely lacking in noy. This becomes an absolute chisar noy.
Yeah. Sefer Torah, if you don't write Shem Hashem with Kavanah, is it kosher?
No.
No, it's possible.
What about a Lulav Be'Yavesh?
Possible.
What about if you only have a Kusha Be'Eva?
Possible.
If you only have a Kusha Be'Eva.
Oh, I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry. You probably asked this question at the beginning. I didn't. So take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Perek Ches, the Hilchos Lulav, Aloha Aleph. Rambam says, "Ubishas adchak lulav hayovish kosher." So I'm going to assume,
as opposed to the Sefer Torah, which you can always fix, so there's no shas at by Sefer Torah, so you can always fix it.
That's not true.
Well, you can always write over it.
Wait, you're step ahead of me, guys.
You're only going.
Let me, wait, could I batch up just for a minute? You're ahead of me.
You guys are too fast.
I just want to say the following. How could the Rambam be machshir a lulav yavich b'shasatcha?
Right?
So I'm suggesting that Shasat Chak means that there's no other lulav available. And what the Rambam might be suggesting is, and this is a fascinating thought to think about, is that if there's no other lulav available, then what the Torah is saying, what the Halach is saying is that there are two types of psulim. One psul is absolute in the sense that it completely loses its shame. Shasat Chak won't help me. Let's say if all you have is a lemon, you can't take a lemon instead of an esrog. That's clear, even though it's Shasat Chak. There's another psul which goes the following. It says, look, there's another lulav available. You took the rock bottom base lulav. It's completely mufka from noy. Therefore, the chisara noy generates a new psul of zekei liyaveiv. However, says the Rambam, if there's no other choice, then the chisara noy cannot generate a psul in the chepta shalula.
That's not
correct. The only thing is that if you take the Chasam Sofer's approach, that zekei liyaveiv is ma'akev, just the way he says it straight up, then I don't know exactly why the fact that there is no other lulav available except for this one should make any difference. If it was a mitzvah de Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon was talking about Kol Shiva, so the Rabbanon could say, you know what? Take it. It's best to be garnished, as we say. But if you're talking about a mitzvah de Raisa, you know, I feel for your case because it's Shasat Chag. But if Zekei Leviaveiv is Ma'akev, then why should it make any difference? Now, finally, as we end the shiur, I just want to mention Zev and I learned a piece from the Rav in Rav Shurkin's book. The Rav seems to go in a whole different direction. The Rav, Zichron Levracha, wants to say that Rashi is operating within the context of Hadar. Because Rashi doesn't deny the Hekesh, and the Lashon HaGemara is mashmeh that it's Hadar. But the Rav wants to suggest that Hadar is not an absolute psul, but rather Hadar determines the halacha of Zekei L'Yamei. In other words, the Rav wants to make a complex relationship between the two concepts and integrate them and say that there is a requirement of Hadar, and that's very specific to the Dalit meaning of Lulav. But what that allows me to do is not to ipso facto passel the Dalminim for the lacking Hadar, but rather what allows me to do is to set my standards of Zekei L'Yaveihu such that now Zekei L'Yaveihu generates a new psul in the case of something he calls it a Balmum, a Chavetz Shal Mitzvah, which is a Balmum that's lacking Hadar. So I think the Rav is not operating exactly in our context, but what he is trying to do is to try to figure out when does the mitzvah require Zekei L'Yaveihu, which mitzvah requires Zekei L'Yaveihu to the extent that if you're lacking Zekei L'Yaveihu, the Chetz Shal Mitzvah is possible. And the Rav says that in each specific mitzvah, you have to find some, let's call it, for lack of a better term, a gili milsa, to indicate, some indicator, that in this particular mitzvah, Zekei L'Yaveihu is an absolute requirement. The Torah has to say something about Hidur in that particular mitzvah in order to generate a psul of Zekei L'Yaveihu. So at the end of the day, the Rav is not going the way we were going. We were assuming that dafka because Zekei L'Yaveihu is a din klali that applies to all mitzvahs. That's what gives it the power to disqualify a Chavetz Shal Mitzvah, if it's absolute, if you reach rock bottom. The Rav, on the other hand, is saying that Zekei L'Yaveihu would not passel a mitzvah, even according to Rashi, unless the Torah puts some emphasis on the physical, you know, features of the object of the Chavetz Shal Mitzvah, as it did in the case of Lulav. So if I grant you that Hadar in Esrog applies to Lulav, which is the sheep of the Rabbana reflected in our Mishnah, then I have a right to say, well, if the Torah is telling us that it should be Hadar, then we go back to Zekei L'Yaveihu, and we say that Zekei L'Yaveihu passes the Chavetz Shal Mitzvah. So we need a Zev Zegorim. Hadar, per se, would not pass the mitzvah. Zekei L'Yaveihu per se would not pass the mitzvah. But if the Torah reveals that you need Hadar in this particular mitzvah, then I take Zekei L'Yaveihu and I set up Shiurim in Zekei L'Yaveihu based on the pasuk of Hadar. The only question is going to be, what about Sefer Torah going to the Rabbanon? And there too we're going to have to say that Shemos, as a specific requirement, uniquely reflective of Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, sets up a new standard of Zekei L'Yaveihu, such that a Sefer Torah that has within it a psul of Shem Shalom L'Shma is a mum. It's like a baal mum. There's some sort of psul in the Sefer Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. I do have one or two more paragraphs to add to the Shia, but maybe we'll find an opportunity. And once again, I apologize for my voice. I'm trying to do the best I can. This is probably going to have somewhat of a negative effect, but it doesn't matter. Shluchei mitzvah, ain't em nizakim.